This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again asking the public to help with an ongoing study on the black bear population. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey seeks to track the reproduction and overall population of black bears in the state to help inform future policy decisions. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer has more on how residents can help with the survey.
The research team is accepting any den reports, but is specifically looking for dens in bear management zones C, E, and F, which covers central and southern Wisconsin. Bear cubs are typically born in late January and early February, and this time of year is often when people discover dens, because they can hear cubs squeaking, grunting, or humming while nursing inside. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey will generate new estimates of black bear reproductive rates within each of the state's bear management zones, and the estimates will improve the accuracy of the population models in each zone. The project was started in 2021 and is now going into its fifth year. The purpose of the project is to place GPS collars on sows, or female bears, and track them over the years. The data will let researchers understand litter frequency and cub survival rates. DNR research scientist Aaron Morrison says public assistance is essential to increasing their sample size. Morrison adds that if someone reports a den that includes a sow, they are invited to come out to the survey.
We're very appreciative of the public and their involvement in this project. It wouldn't be a success without them. And so we like to be able to invite them out on those surveys as a way to kind of show them a part of the research that they're involved in.
Morrison says that individuals reporting dens should keep track of the GPS coordinate, take photos of the den, and give a description of the site and surrounding area, and make note of any bear activity. To report the activity, visit the DNR's Black Bear Den submission form.
Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials are reminding residents to look out for changes to their SNAP or food share benefits over the coming weeks. Under changes made in the One Big Beautiful Bill signed by President Donald Trump in July, new work requirements for SNAP benefits will soon go into effect. The changes require SNAP recipients to work, volunteer, or engage in job training for at least 80 hours per month in order to receive their food assistance benefits. Trump administration officials say the change is meant to cut down on fraud. Critics of the requirements say they add new barriers for SNAP recipients to navigate, which could cause them to lose the benefits they depend on because of confusing paperwork or other extenuating circumstances. DHS officials say the new requirements will be implemented on a rolling basis, and SNAP recipients will notice the changes the next time they renew their benefits. The changes will also force states to pay a higher portion of the administrative costs for SNAP benefits based on their fraud error rate. Wisconsin has one of the lowest error rates in the country. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources recently released its food waste evaluation, studying ways the state can reduce the amount of food waste ending up in landfills. According to the evaluation, around 4.5 million tons of waste was put into Wisconsin's landfills last year, about 20% of which is estimated to be food waste. Food waste covers anything that was previously edible, as well as scraps like bones or shells. The Department of Natural Resources is working to cut the amount of food waste in the state in half by 2030. Current proposals to reach that goal include things like expanding the available food waste processing options in the state, promoting more food donations, and using certain kinds of food waste as animal feed. An estimated 15% of food waste is ending up in landfills, the second highest percentage destination after food waste being used for land application. With the evaluation complete, DNR officials will begin meeting with community leaders and state government officials to explore new options and incentives for reducing food waste. Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski was in the Chippewa Valley on Wednesday to announce a significant funding boost for public school libraries across the state. During a visit to Memorial High School in Eau Claire, Secretary of State Godlewski announced $73.5 million in funding for public school libraries this year. The total represents a roughly 5% increase in funding over 2025. The libraries can use that funding for a wide variety of needs, ranging from getting new books to implementing new technology and making more research materials available. The Wisconsin State Legislature's Joint Committee on Finance has unanimously passed legislation for nearly $2 million to support homeless veterans in the state. The funding for the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program is meant to address the closure of Klein Hall in Chippewa Falls and its counterpart in Green Bay last year. The new grant program would award a $25 per diem payment per veteran housed to nonprofits and other organizations that provide housing and support services for veterans struggling with homelessness in the state. The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire has officially opened an exhibit featuring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in honor of Black History Month. The showcase will be open on the third floor of the Davies Center for the month of February. According to UWEC officials, the exhibit features three sections, one honoring prominent Black figures who spoke for the Forum series over the years, one that documents historical university programs supporting equality, and one that recognizes each winner of UWEC's Martin Luther King Jr. Social Justice Award. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation aiming to clarify some legal differences between humans and artificial intelligence. The proposed bill received consideration at a public hearing on Wednesday. If passed into law, it would ban artificial intelligence from owning property, getting married, or running a corporation. It also states that artificial intelligence cannot be held liable in court and technically bans an AI system from marrying another AI system. Lawmakers say the legislation is meant to add regulatory guardrails and legally clarify that AI is not human. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The head of Universities of Wisconsin won't quit, even though the Board of Regents wants him to. According to the Associated Press, President Jay Rothman says he was told privately that a majority of the board lost confidence in him, but wasn't given any reasons. He says the board threatened to fire him if he doesn't resign. The board's president says she can't talk about personnel matters. Rothman took the job 2 years ago and says his record shows strong leadership. A veteran reporter from southern Wisconsin is being held after being kidnapped in Iraq. Shelley Kittleson, who grew up in Mount Horeb and attended Darlington High School, was taken in central Baghdad Tuesday night. Iraq's Interior Ministry says security forces pursued the vehicle involved, and one person is in custody. Kittleson's mother says Shelley had sent a message and photo Monday saying that she was okay. The State Department says they warned Kittleson about the kidnapping threat. And we're still trying to go through all those bills the governor signed and shot down recently. Governor Tony Evers vetoed one law that would have let employers consider pending non-criminal charges when making hiring or firing decisions. Evers said the proposal could unfairly punish people based on accusations that haven't been proven. Republican lawmakers criticized the veto, saying the bill would have protected employers in cases tied to work-related theft or misconduct. Evers says the state should not weaken due process. More than 100 Wisconsin educators are being honored this year by the Herb Cole Educational Foundation. The group is giving out over $1.4 million in awards statewide. Each of the 100 teachers and 15 principals will get $6,000, and their schools will get the same amount. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's Milwaukee playing host to the Boston Celtics. The Bucks allowing backup players more time, like Usman Jang, scoring a career-high 36 points in Houston Wednesday night. Bucks guard Cormac Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, Uz and I played together in OKC last year for a number of games, and you talk about versatility, like, he's got size, he can handle the ball, he can shoot, he can play make. You know, obviously when we're down on bodies, you need versatility. You need guys to kind of do a little bit of everything. Good things happen.
Baseball, the Brewers in KC tonight against the Royals. Bryce Durang says it's their bullpen that's helped them get to 5-1 and in first place.
Up and down our lineup, our pitching staff did a very good job of controlling what they can control, and pitchers did a good job keeping us in the games. The offense did a good job having quality at bats and scoring runs, and that's how you win games. So it worked out in our favor.
That's the Brewers' Bryce Durang with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A brief quiet spell today before the weather turns active again later in the day. Look for mostly cloudy skies with some showers and thunderstorms developing later in the afternoon. High temps in the mid-40s. Scattered showers and a few thunderstorms to continue tonight with low temps in the mid-30s. Current temperature is 33.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.